Good day, everyone, and welcome to the IBM TSM 6 pre-announcement call for sales conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to Ms. Tricia Jang. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Jessica. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's TSM 6 introduction call. Today, John Connor is going to be walking you through the material, and then at the end, we will have a Q&A session. On the panel, we do have one of our lead developers, Colin Dawson, as well as myself. And so we'll be able to field a wide variety of questions. We're excited that we have actually a lot of education coming up on TSM 6, including multiple Tivoli talks. We'll be starting a series of Tivoli talks starting tomorrow. We have a TBMR with Christy Bear Machine Recovery for TSM call. And then in February, you'll see a whole series of Chalk talks where we have different developers on the calls who can answer your in-depth questions on the new functionalities that are in TSM 6. We also have a VMware call coming up on how TSM works with VMware. And in March, we will have a Brandon Moore on talking about how your customers, how you can prepare your customers for their switch over to TSM 6. Our sales enablement team is also conducting a worldwide 46-city roadshow, so if you're interested in getting some in-person training on both TSM 6 as well as other Tivoli and storage hardware products, please look out for those invitations that are going around too. So with that, I'd like to go ahead and turn over the call to John Connor.
Thanks, Tricia, and hello, everyone. I'm one of the product managers on Tivoli Storage Manager, and I'm excited to be here with you today to tell you about TSM version 6. What I want to do is share some details on the content of the release and a lot of the exciting new features that we're delivering, as well as give you some details on what our announced plans are. And if you attended the talk we had in November that Tricia actually provided on the inside scoop and on Tivoli Storage Manager 6, this is really a follow-on to that and going to go into more details, as I mentioned. So with that, let's jump right into it. And I've got a lot of material here today in the presentation, if you have the presentation loaded up, more than we'll be able to cover. But I wanted to include that for you for reference. We've got, as I said, a lot of exciting new things in TSM, probably more than we can cover in just 1 hour. So,
right, and I just wanted to mention that this presentation is not marked IBM confidential, but because this product has not yet announced, we ask that you keep it to yourselves until it does announce.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Tricia. And on that point, just so you know what our timetable is, our current, and this is always subject to change, but I don't think it will at this point. Again, this is still confidential until announced, and what I'm telling you is confidential as well. We are planning to launch this product at our Pulse show coming up in a couple of weeks in Las Vegas. February 10th is the formal IBM announce day. If those of you who have been on the product for some time know, we always announce on Tuesdays. We are planning, though, a press release late next week in advance of the show talking about TSM 6. So you will start to see the information coming public towards the end of next week. So with that, let's get into the discussion today. If you have the slides open on slide one, the agenda. So what we're going to cover is just a kind of a summary of where we've come with TSM. TSM 6 is probably one of the most important releases in the history of TSM, but I want to just take a look at where we've been and how we've gotten to this point and some of the leadership things that we've done over time. Then what I'm going to do on the customer benefits of TSM is really just give you the highlights. We've got, as I mentioned, a lot of exciting new features, so I'm going to kind of go through those at a very high level and just hit on some of those key customer benefits in an overview, if you will. And then we'll do a little bit of a deeper dive. We'll get under the hood, so to speak, of TSM and talk about the new features and functions that really deliver those customer benefits. And as I mentioned, as you see on the slide there, there's a lot of additional material there around enhancements and some positioning and licensing things, which I don't believe we'll have time to cover today, but it's there for your reference for use in your sales engagement and talking to your customers. So moving on to slide two, leading the way in data protection and recovery. as many of you as TSM veterans have been on the product for some time, we celebrated our 15th anniversary last year, and we're really at a big juncture here with our new version 6 release. So for those of you that are new, maybe new, and this may be your first experience with TSM, you're joining at the right time. We've got a lot of exciting new features. But just to level set, as you see on the slide there, TSM is a comprehensive data protection solution, and you can see some of the key capabilities of the product listed there on the left-hand side of the slide. These really go to a couple of the core values of TSM. Really, the main core value of TSM is around information availability. Being able to back up and recover customers' data quickly, reliably, and securely is really at the cornerstone of TSM since the beginning and continues to be so. Also, you see some value around archiving and data retention, hierarchical storage management, information lifecycle management. This is, again, another key value of TSM around information retention and compliance. Being able to accurately retain information, protect it in a secure fashion, for legal discovery purposes and so forth. And throughout the product, as I just mentioned, we protect the product and your data, protect the data, if you will, customers' data, in a secure way. We provide numerous encryption techniques and things to ensure customer data is truly erased, such as things like data shredding, not only just erasing it out of the file index, but also overwriting the disk to ensure the data is truly erased. So really around, if you look at those capabilities, the three core values are around information availability, information retention and compliance, and information security. And you can see some of the proof points over time. We've got a very strong customer base. We were one of the first to provide disk-based backup solution. And a key point there, as we introduced TSM-6, is really around this concept of unified recovery management. With the TSM family, not only with Tivoli Storage Manager 6, but with our CDP for Files offering and TSM Fastback for remote offices and branch offices that we introduced last year, we really have the best end-to-end data protection story in the business, from customers' laptops, and end-user workstations through the remote office all the way back to the data center. And we've had a great record of success in the market, continuing to outgrow the market over the last 4 years, and I think even in the tough times that we're in right now, with the results I've seen, that trend is continuing. So slide 3, again, just a little bit of the history of TSM over time. I won't go through all these in detail, but you can see, as I mentioned, we introduced the product in 93 as IBM AdStar, as the first in industry's first disk-based backup solution, and had a lot of key milestones over time, most recently with introductions such as Tivoli CDP for Files, for your laptops and end-user workstations. And just last year, TSM Fastback, which delivered block-level continuous data protection and instant recovery capability for Windows platforms in the remote office as a result of our acquisition of FilesX. Moving on to slide 4, continuing to lead the way. So let's get into TSM-6 now. And as it says there, we're really, leapfrogging the competition with a tremendous set of enhancements. Really, again, around protecting customers' data and managing their data growth, which, as you all see in the press, continues pretty much unabated. And there's really four key areas of enhancements or customer benefits that we are delivering on in TSM-6. Simplified deployment and management, increased scalability, availability, and performance. Built-in data deduplication. This is a key technology that we're introducing in TSM-6, and then just a host of enhancements around helping customers achieve ever-increasing and demanding recovery point objectives and recovery time objectives, as well as business continuity requirements. So recovery point objective is really a concept around how much data can you afford to lose. and be without. And a recovery time objective is how long can you be effectively be down or without access to the data. And I also want to introduce on slide four a new icon for TSM that you see there on the black on the right side in black. And as I mentioned, let me just kind of explain to you what that icon means. There's the three graphics there in our triangle, which is really the for those TSM veterans out there. You know, one of our key value props is around protect and storage in a storage hierarchy, which we've always represented by a triangle with your most important data at the top, moving out to tape over time at the bottom of the triangle. Well, we've updated that a little bit here now, and you can see the icon with the pulse, the gavel, and the padlock. And as I mentioned on the earlier slide, these really talk to the key values of TSM around information availability, information retention and compliance, and information security. So with TSM 6, we're introducing this new icon as well. Moving on to slide 5, so let's get into the, as I said, the highlights of the release and the key customer benefits. And I'll go through this fairly briefly, and then we'll dive into a little more detail in the features and capabilities. The first is around simplified deployment. And there's a couple of key things that we're delivering here to deliver on this very important customer benefit. As you see on the first bullet, we've got the ability now to manage much more data with fewer TSM servers. So over time, as customers' data environments grow, they won't need to add as many TSM servers in their environment as they do today with the current release. TSM 6 is capable of handling much more data and scaling at a much improved scope over previous versions. And that is achieved, as we'll get into in some detail again in a little bit, by leveraging, IBM is leveraging the DB2 enterprise database under the covers in TSM 6 with this release. So another new icon that you see on the right hand of the slide is powered by DB2. So under the covers of TSM now, we've got an enterprise class relational database that's allowed us to achieve a lot of the benefits that I'm going to talk to you about today. A second on that slide is really all new reporting and monitoring capability based on a lot of IBM technology, utility monitoring, and I'll, again, get into that in a bit, but very new and exciting capabilities around customizable dashboards and reports that customers can add to. And then finally on that slide is we've made a significant enhancements to the TSM Admin Center. As it says there, requires less disk and is much quicker to install, as well as some navigation enhancements. Slide 6, simplified management. As I mentioned, built TSM or IBM DB2 under the covers of TSM 6, and this has allowed us to leverage that technology in a lot of exciting new ways. One of those is simplifying the database administration and exploiting the autonomic computing capabilities of DB2. A key point, though, is even though we're using DB2, it is truly under the covers, and you don't need to have any DB2 admin skills, so customers don't need to worry about having any knowledge about DB2. So things like self-tuning capabilities of the database are now available to us. And really, this delivers a much more, not that prior versions weren't reliable, but now we're taking TSM really to the next level with this release. Going forward into the foreseeable future to protect customers' data not only today but 5 and 10 years down the road with the capabilities now that we now have with DB2. And that also translates into improved availability with some of the capabilities around online database reorganization, tuning, as I mentioned, and really the ability that now you don't need to take the server offline for repair actions and so forth. One thing I do want to mention, though, is there are a couple of things we're not delivering with TSM 6 We've got a wealth of new enhancements, and some things are we're not delivering. One of those is this is an announcement for distributed platforms only. We're not at this time delivering the TSM server on the ZOS platform. There's some more details on that in the back end of the slides, and also for those of you that received the Tivoli sales alerts or the storage alerts, last night we sent out an alert with some details on that. So more details to come on ZOS platform, but I just want to give that highlight to you. That's one area where TSM 6 is not going to be delivering at this time. Moving on to slide 7. Scalability improvements. Again, as we you see now, the icons around DB2 and TSM6 there in the bottom part of your screen, we really are able to achieve a lot of enhancements around scalability and managing more objects as before. And you can see some of the statistics there on doubling the internal size of the database and support for up to a billion objects. And again, this is as you see on the bottom there, your mileage may vary, so some objects are larger than others. If it's an image file or just a Word doc, you know, depending on the size of the object in a customer's database, that number will vary. But those are things that we've tested in the labs, and we can expect those types of results. Similarly, we now have the ability to run an increased number of concurrent operations through the increase in the recovery log. So this really allows you, from a scalability perspective, to do more concurrent backups and really get more data, maybe not shorten the backup window, but have more throughput during that window and do more backups within that window. All right, moving on to slide 8, continuing on the benefits around performance. So you can see there are some impressive capabilities around backup performance. Now this, as it says there, has been demonstrated in the lab, but we've done an extensive beta that's been underway since March of last year, and we're seeing similar results with our customers in our beta. Again, though, this is an area where it's very dependent on each customer's situation is unique. But this just gives you an idea of some of the improvement metrics that we've seen in the extensive testing and beta testing of TSM. Additionally, we're now introducing active data pools to Tivoli Storage Manager Extended Edition, Disaster Recovery Manager, which is a module of TSM Extended Edition. If you recall, we introduced the concept of active data pools in TSM 5.4. Really think of an active data pool as your most recent or recently backed up data. So this now allows you to also include that in Disaster Recovery Manager to, again, enhance your business continuity capabilities. And finally on that slide, we're seeing 100% improvement in expiration processing. What this means is that the process that if you want to keep, let's say, 10 versions of a file, and then when the 11th comes in, it has to roll off the oldest version and keep the one that's just backed up. We now see a lot of 100% improvement in the ability to manage that process, as well as it's a more granular process now to specify by node groups, and so forth. Moving on to slide 9, another very significant enhancement to TSM 6 is around data reduction and specifically built-in data deduplication. Now, this is a term that's got a lot of hype in the market right now, and very simply, data deduplication is a concept that eliminates identical data. Conceptually, if you have each of us have the same PowerPoint slide on our systems, and we all back up the same file, well, that's 7 or 8 files that are exactly the same. With the concept of data deduplication, it goes and searches, not at a file level, but at the the block level to search for identical data and only back up the data once and then point to that for other backups. So it's a very important technology to help manage the growth of data. But this is not anything really new, this concept anyway of data growth and data management with TSM is not really anything new. As you saw with some of the history, we've been doing progressive incremental, for example, almost since the inception of TSM, which eliminates a lot of redundant data as a normal part of the process. So combining what we already deliver and have delivered in TSM with things like progressive incremental and now with data deduplication, customers can achieve even more benefits in data reduction across their as part of their data protection solution. And it's also, and there's more information in the backup, complementary and as it says there with the Diligent acquisition, which is the TS7650G protector gateway. So we have customers can look to IBM for a number of data deduplication solutions, both with the protector gateway and the TSM version 6 data deduplication. And we've got some guidance in the back of the presentation on at a high level when one solution may be most appropriate over another. And more detail on that will be forthcoming with the announcement as well. And finally, on the customer benefits, there's a summary there around, again, as I talked, some significant enhancements around in helping with recovery point objectives, recovery time objectives, and customers' business continuity requirements. And it's a list there on slide 10. I'm not going to go through that right now in the presentation again because that's what we're going to dive into in the next part of the presentation. But that's just sort of a high-level summary of the different benefits around RPO, RTO enhancements and business continuity. Okay, so that's the, sort of the Sports Center highlights, top 10, Sports Center top 10, if you will. Now let's kind of go into a little more details on what's driving all those benefits that I talked about. So let's move on to slide 11 and take a look inside at a little deeper level, the enhancements around TSM 6. First up on slide 12, as I mentioned a couple of times, the integrated DB2 database is really, if you conceptually pop the hood on TSM, that's the new engine underneath. It's truly under the covers. No DB2 admin skills are needed, and it's fully integrated with TSM. It gives us the benefits of a next-generation, as it says there, management and availability and performance. And, again, we've really built TSM 6 not just for today, and customers' data protection needs for today, but have been looking forward at their needs, you know, over the next several years. And that's a lot of what has driven some of the key features in TSM 6, not just to meet their demands today, but going forward and continuing the leadership that we've had till now into the next few years. And you can see there, again, the benefits around DB2 with reliability, and so forth. So, and again, the number of customers DB2 has worldwide. So it's a rock solid platform that we're taking advantage of. Slide 13. So this is a major upgrade and a major enhancement to TSM 6. But upgrading customers upgrading is going to be straightforward. There's a couple of at a very high level three steps really that customers need to think about. First, they got to prepare for the upgrade, install the code, and so forth. And then they actually need to go and do the upgrade. And we've got a couple options there for them, using an upgrade wizard and manually using utilities. And if you were on the Tivoli Talk, the Inside Scoop call, this is an area that Tricia focused on. And we'll have – this is one of the Tivoli talks that Tricia mentioned at the beginning that we'll have a whole Tivoli talk just dedicated to the upgrade process. I think it's in February 24th, a chalk talk. One update to this slide, though, is the statistic up on the right there. That should be 5 gigabytes per hour as a just a rule of thumb. for upgrading, and there's no qualification on there like I have now. Just a rule of thumb customers can use is, again, 5 gigabytes per hour to upgrade and move their data. Again, this is, as it says on the bottom of the slide, very dependent on each customer's environment, the type of system they have, and so forth. So trying to provide you, some customers, some rules of thumb, but, again, every customer's situation will be unique. And then finally, just conceptually, to complete the upgrade process, obviously they got to restart and verify that everything worked as planned. Moving on to, again, another key, one of the major enhancements around TSM is totally new, really, not redesigned, reporting and monitoring capability. And as you see on slide 14, what we're delivering is a set of customizable reports, as well as a customizable dashboard on the lower right-hand side that storage administrators now can come in and configure, some of the key things they want to watch and monitor or get results on, let's say, when they come in the morning and find out what jobs didn't back up or what nodes didn't get backed up. They now can customize that dashboard the way they want it. And it's important to note that this is a very powerful capability, and we're delivering it as part of the base license of TSM Extended Edition. So that is delivered with the product at no additional charge. Slide 15. Just again, a little bit more detail on the real-time monitoring. Some of the things I already mentioned there. The key point on slide 15 is the summary of the type of activities you can monitor around the client and the server, the database, and so forth. And similarly, on slide 16, getting into the what we call out-of-the-box. Again, it comes with the product historical reporting. Is a set of server reports that you can also come with the box. Now, one of the key things, as I may have mentioned, is we are delivering a set of canned reports. The server reports are on slide 16, and the client reports are on slide 17. But if customers more than likely, I almost guarantee, are going to want to write their own reports for their unique environment. So, we've built this on the Tivoli Common Reporting Platform, which is a company, Tivoli-wide initiative and used in a number of Tivoli products. And it's based on open-source Eclipse reporting tools called BERT, known as the Business Intelligent Reporting Tools. So the benefit there is if they see a report here that or don't see a report that they like, they can go and use the BERT tools and create their own report. So it's designed to allow customers to extend this as they see fit. And slide 18 gets into a little bit of what I was just describing. As we have done, and you see a theme in this release, that we've built the product on leveraging the great technology in IBM, such as DB2, well, we didn't stop there with reporting and monitoring. We took advantage of the Tivoli monitoring capabilities with our enterprise portal and the Tivoli data warehouse, as well as I mentioned on the reporting side, Tivoli Common Reporting and the BERT reporting tools. So, again, leveraging IBM's other technology leadership in other areas to deliver leadership on Tivoli storage management and data protection. Slide 19, you may have some customers that, want to get in this is getting a little more under the covers. They might want to say, well, I understand about Tivoli monitoring and Tivoli data warehouse and so forth. How did you plug it all together? Slide 19 is a slide you can use with them. On the right-hand side is sort of an architectural, conceptual diagram of how everything bolts together, if you will. I won't go through that in this presentation, but it's there for your reference. A key point on slide 19 is the supported platforms for the reporting server is Windows, Linux, and AIX. Another key point on the reporting and monitoring is we know customers are on TSM 5.4 and 5.5 today, and we expect they'll upgrade quickly. But they're going to probably have a mix of environments in their shops of TSM 6 and maybe TSM 5 and 5.4. We've designed the reporting and monitoring capability so it supports TSM 5.4 and 5.5 servers. So it's not just restricted to TSM 6. So this is a good way for you to start with your customers. Hopefully, if they're interested in this capability but maybe not ready to upgrade, if they're current on subscription and maintenance, they could obtain this code and leverage it with their 5.4 and 5.5 environment. So it's a great, easy entry point to start that upgrade process. Continuing on with the admin center, as I mentioned earlier, it's a much lighter weight version of, again, leveraged the IBM technology around the integrated solutions console, delivering, as it says there, much improved performance and easier navigation and configuration. So better, faster, and lighter. And you can see some, again, some targets there around installation and we believe under 30 minutes. And a reduced disk footprint. And then circling back to data deduplication, as I introduced in the first part of the presentation, this is, again, a key enhancement to TSM 6. What we're delivering is, as it says there, a 40% increase in the amount of data available from disk. So someone will say, well, what does that mean? Well, let's say a customer today has data. They can only keep 5 days of data on disk, and then they have to move it off the tape. Well, now we're reducing the data together with progressive incremental and data deduplication that they could keep. Instead of 5 days, they can keep 7. So they've got more data available to them that they can recover quickly from disk versus tape. So that is delivers obviously a number of benefits around recovery and availability. It works with any data source, as we say there, from using the TSM API, hierarchical storage management data. You can even go out and dedupe your legacy data. And most importantly, this is, as with reporting and monitoring, which is built into TSM Base Edition, data deduplication is being delivered as part of TSM Extended Edition. So if customers are our current on subscription and support, they're entitled to this new feature as well. It's a software-based solution, so you don't need to deploy any additional hardware or update any of your clients. And this is also a key, perhaps a selling opportunity, where if you may have a customer who's just been a current customer on TSM Base Edition and their environment's sitting at TSM Base and they're interested in data deduplication, this is an opportunity to go in and sell an upgrade to move their environment from Base to Extended Edition to achieve and obtain the benefits around data deduplication. Also, as I mentioned, and this is around improving around RTO and business continuity and RPO objectives, we've delivered enhanced data recovery management capabilities through the introduction of active data pools that I mentioned earlier. So you can essentially have your most recent data now included in your disaster recovery plan to manage, not only on-site data and off-site data recovery. And again, this is another enhancement. We're putting in the Disaster Recovery Manager is a module shipped only with TSM Extended Edition. So if customers have needs to improve their business continuity posture and have requirements around that and they're sitting at TSM Base, this is another upsell opportunity from Base to Extended Edition around active data pool support. Continuing with some enhancements now, moving to somewhat on a different side, maybe away from the TSM server and some of the core capabilities. Not that this isn't a core capability, but we, over the last few releases of TSM, have had enhancements to integrate tightly with IBM N-Series and NetApp Network Attached Storage, or NAS, filers. We're continuing that in this release with two key enhancements. The first one is And this talks to the value, I talked value prop around business continuity, allowing customers to do now a full image backup of their NAS filer using a technology called Snap Mirror to Tape. So it does basically a faster full image backup of that filer off to tape. And these are challenges that, well, let me get into that in a minute. But the other enhancement, and you see it coming soon there around the fast incremental backup. This is, I'm happy to tell you, this is not coming soon. This is going to be in the product. We had some things we needed to iron out with our NetApp partners, and we've done that. So this is really, believe we're the first to market with this integration with NetApp to take advantage of an API and get into the access to the file system. So we don't have to do a file system scan, which would have taken these filers, extended the backup process. So that we've eliminated that by working closely with the NetApp folks to do that. And some of these challenges around backing up these challenges around backing up these large filers are industry-wide problems and challenges, if you will, that many data protection vendors are experiencing. So we feel we're on the leading edge of introducing some enhancements to help solve that problem in the industry. The slide 24 is more for your reference. This goes is a slide that talks to the Snap Mirror to Tape support. Again, this is a disaster recovery enhancement for fast image backup of those NAS filers off to tape. Similarly, slide 25, again, it's not coming soon. It's here now. And if you have that in screen show mode, I apologize. It's a bit corny, but the lights light up on that coming soon marquee. I didn't realize that when I put it on the slide until I did it in the slideshow. And you can see some of the benefits there. Again, we are, best we know, the first to market with this integration capability to get you full file-level recovery and still do it within the ever-shortening backup windows. The machine hold locked up here. Continuing on, slide 26. This is a feature that's been requested in the product, and it's for Tivoli Storage Manager, one of our data protection offerings, Tivoli Storage Manager for Mail. And this is a very important enhancement on the Windows platform to now, as the title suggests, provide item-level recovery of Exchange servers. So customers with this enhancement in TSM for Mail, version 6.1, can now recover down to the individual object in their inbox, notes, calendars, and so forth. We're supporting Microsoft Exchange 2003 and 2007 as well. So, again, this is one of the key enhancements that we're delivering on the Windows platforms with TSM version 6. Slide 27, we've also, it's been an emphasis area for us to provide enhanced support for VMware in our previous releases in TSM 5.4 and 5.5. We're continuing on that theme of enhanced support for VMware with the capability now to do, a full image backup of a virtual machine. So similarly to the enhancement I talked about for the NetApp NAS, where you can do a full image backup of the NAS filer for disaster recovery business continuity purposes, we're delivering the same concept here around virtual machines as well. And the second bullet there is also talks to a new pricing model that we're introducing around virtual machines called subcapacity pricing. It's IBM standard software group pricing model for licensing virtual machines. And this is, a subject of a Tivoli talk on its own as well in the next month or so. And there's some details. This is an area in the back of the presentation where I've provided more details on what we mean by that. And, again, it builds on our continuing support for VMware and VMware consolidated backup that you can see that we delivered in 5.5. Slide 28, again, this is more for reference, just going into a little more detail on that full image backup disaster business continuity enhancement around VMware and some of the details there. So I will leave that as more of a reference slide for you for use with in your customer engagements. Slide 29, granular support for Windows Active Directory. As I mentioned with the individual mailbox recovery on the Windows platform, this is also another enhancement we're delivering for Windows around the Active Directory environment and conceptually similar to the individual mailbox recovery capabilities. You can now recover individual objects out of your Active Directory environment, such as an individual group or individual or group that may have been deleted accidentally. And you can see some of the details there on specifically how we're delivering that for Active Directory, Tombstone, and so forth. And all of the things we're delivering are using approved. We're not doing any backdoor things as maybe some of our other folks in the industry are doing. We're using standard Microsoft programming interfaces. So as things change, we're locked onto the standard interface. So as updates come, we're able to take advantage of those and not using any, I guess, well, just say unauthorized approach or whatever. Slide 30, general parallel file system support. This is support now for the, that's a mouthful, so we'll just call it GPFS, general parallel file system support. This is an IBM filing system. And the key benefit here, as it says there on the second bullet, is getting backup traffic off of the LAN. So really taking traffic off the network, which delivers a number of benefits that you see there in blue, helping improve recovery point objectives and recovery time objectives, allowing more data to be backed up over the GPFS and the storage area network. Off on a separate network, as well as the final point there, ability to really move a lot of data to tape and get them off of those systems very quickly, as you see there, a billion file migration jobs in minutes instead of days. It's pretty impressive capability. Okay. The last area I'd like to cover is around our what we call advanced replication technologies. And this takes advantage of some technology in the storage hardware that allows the capability to do very fast snapshots or backups, if you will, of the data together with software technology in TSM and the hardware technology as well. These are our Tivoli Storage Manager for Advanced Copy Services and Copy Services product. And this slide is really just a level set on what those products do. They're designed to help protect applications that need to be basically up around the clock, can't afford any downtime either, and can't be impacted by the backup process even while they're up. Let's say it's an online application or whatever. So it's a very mission-critical type of application that needs to be protected. So it delivers the capability to do, as the first bullet suggests, fast, non-disruptive backups online with very minimal impact to the application. And conversely, it provides a very fast, almost instant recovery of that data if an outage or disruption should occur. And it's integrated into Tivoli Storage Manager on the back end. And you can see the graphic on that slide kind of describes the movement of the data from the local snapshot. And that box there in the center with the three disks is really, think of that as the storage hardware taking a local snapshot of the data, again, doing it very quickly and non-disruptively. And then over as necessary, moving that off to TSM for management on the back end. A key enhancement that we're delivering, as you see there, is support for the IBM XIV storage systems. To add that to the portfolio. Additionally, on advanced copy services, and the two products really do very similar things. Advanced copy services is really for the Unix AIX environment, And copy services is more for the Windows environment with support for volume shadow copy services, which is a Microsoft interface. But on advanced copy services, or ACS, we're delivering an enhanced. We've had Oracle support. Again, this is a key product for protecting applications such as DB2, Oracle, SAP, and so forth. We're enhancing our Oracle support with the different storage hardware devices that you see there, as well as additionally some functional enhancements so customers can now keep multiple snapshot versions, multiple copies locally, if you will, and also mirroring capability to mirror that data with logical volume mirroring techniques. Slide 33 is, again, some more enhancements on advanced copy services, and I think we're running a little bit short on time, so I'm not going to go through those in detail, but as I mentioned, the key thing that advanced copy services delivers is application protection, such as Oracle. You can see enhancement there for SAP, tightly tied to the storage hardware and technology delivered in things like IBM SAN Volume Controller. New is the, as I mentioned, XIV, as well as the IBM Storage DS6000 and 8000 devices. So, again, it's a very powerful technology when joined with the storage hardware to deliver a high level of application protection. And slide 34 just finishes that out. Copy services, as I mentioned, is the more the Windows version of the product. Again, we're supporting XIV and adding some support for Windows 2008 cluster support instant restore capability. Okay, so I've covered quite a bit so far, and as I said, there's quite a bit more that I'm not going to get into, but it's in the presentation, in the backup, if you will. But to leave some time for questions, I'll wrap it up here with slide 35. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the presentation, really with TSM 6, together with the rest of the TSM family, CDP for Files and TSM Fastback, as you see on slide 35, we've got, I think, the best story in the business to provide customers a unified recovery solution from all the way from their desktop and laptop for their mobile worker, moving to those remote branch offices or small businesses with TSM Fastback and the block level CDP capabilities as well as instant recovery. And then all supported by Tivoli Storage Manager, which really can extend from the data center all the way out to the end user as well. And all the management and data protection and retention that, and security that TSM provides for business continuity and disaster recovery. So really, TSM at the 6 is the centerpiece of this solution. We've got a great story and a great set of products to go sell in 2009. So with that, I'll open it up for questions. And, again, there's a lot of information in the backup. I would encourage you to take a look at that, and there'll be more information coming with the announcement. So we can open it up for questions.
Thank you. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, that is star 1 on your touch-tone telephone. We have a question from David Larimer with IBM.
Yeah, I've got a question on the NetApp area. Does this mean no NDMP protocol being used in the backup?
We haven't changed our NDMP support. Not sure.
In other words, normally it's been in the background. NDMP has been utilized with the backup of the NetApp, and I was just curious whether or not the SnapMirror and that support is uses that NDMP protocol.
Yeah, if you look on slide 23, actually, it's we're still using NDMP integration with SnapMirror to tape.
Well, missed that. Okay, never mind.
All right, no problem.
All righty, thank you.
And there are no further questions at this time. However, I would like to give everyone one final reminder. That is star one on your touch tone telephone. And we do have a question from Harley Puckett from IBM.
Hey, John, this is Harley.
Hey.
Back to the question that was just asked on slide 23. You have the coming soon, but then you mentioned that is it making it in the GA, or is it coming in a PTF follow-on? I wasn't clear with what you said.
It's in the product. It was on the fence until a couple of days ago, but it's in.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I didn't know that it made it in the last 2 days then. So both items are in then, right?
Yeah, the coming soon on 23 you can delete, and 25 is the same thing, yeah.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yep.
Our next question comes from Yannick Lechance with MicroServe.
Yes, I'd like to know regarding the slide 45 regarding the backup sets. Is that function gone from TSM 6.1?
Of 45, yeah, that's 44 on my deck. The disabled function slide, is that what you're
referring to? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's some temporary I put there that's another returning soon. That didn't make it into the release, so the capabilities listed on slide 44, disabled functions, they're not in the release, the GA of 6.1, but look, they'll be restored I anticipate the first update or PTF to the product. So it's only the temporarily disabled, if you will.
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
Our next question comes from Mohan Taluadai from IBM.
Yes, this is Bujan, actually. I appreciate it. I think my question was also the same as the last one regarding backup sets.
Okay.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Dave Hart with IBM.
John, good material. A quick clarification on the space. I still see the IS, I see PEP, a roadmap move towards a heavily integrated portal.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I didn't quite get the question.
I believe his question is, what are the plans for TIP as an interface, and what is that in the roadmap?
I don't know exactly where that sits on the roadmap. I know we're tied into the all the things with the portal and so forth, so I would expect that to be done. I just couldn't give you a timetable.
Okay, yeah. Really good material. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Our next question comes from Harley Puckett with IBM.
Hey, John. This actually is a clarification on Yannick's question with the backup sets. Just so you're aware that if a customer is using backup sets today, the upgrade code is going to not let them upgrade to 6.1s. Because we don't want them to not be able to still use the backup sets that they've created. So if you've got a customer today that's using backup sets, you want them to hold off on attempting an upgrade until the first PTF that has the fix in it, the re-enablement of the support.
Okay. Well, thanks for clarifying that, Harley.
Our next question comes from Minivanen from GBM.
Hi, John.
Hi.
This is regarding the same concern of the backup set. So you mentioned that we cannot upgrade to TSM 6.1 if we have a backup set enabled, or do we have if my TSM server is already containing any backup set? That 5.5, if I have some backup sets, is it possible, or I cannot upgrade to 6.1? Is that the meaning of that?
Yeah, I don't know, Colin. If you're on, maybe this is something you could help.
Hi, John. This is Colin. Right. The upgrade tool will detect if a server, like if your 5.5 server currently has backup sets generated or defined to it. If there are backup sets, it will fail the upgrade until this support is re-enabled, which, like John had indicated, we expect to be in the first fix pack. So, yeah, I mean, we'll put out messages and basically prevent the upgrade of the server if we detect that you've currently got backup sets in use on the system.
Okay. Thank you.
Our next question comes from Marco Lechon from MicroServe.
Hi. I have a question regarding the slide on the 21 or 22 regarding administration center. In the notes, it says the Web GUI Admin Center has been removed from TSM 6. Is it the old interface, the old XLM interface, or?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I meant to cover that. We with the enhancements we've delivered in the Admin Center and the additional capabilities with DB2, we didn't feel we needed to continue to support the Web GUI. So that, and I also failed to mention with the new reporting capability, TSM operational reporting is not included as well. Both of those have been sunsetted, if you will.
So the operational reporting won't work either?
No, I believe the new monitoring and reporting capability will fully replaces that.
Okay, so it's going to be replaced by something else.
Operational reporting is superseded by the monitoring and reporting capability I talked about in the presentation.
Okay.
So it's not delivered with the product.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from Ryan Miller with MSI.
Along the lines of the operational reporting we just mentioned, if someone's currently using that, are they going to have to reconfigure the new typically common reporting to generate their new reports, or is there some kind of mechanism to bring forward those reports that they're already generating in operational reporting?
I don't believe we have a migration capability for them today, so I'm hoping my anticipation is that the reports they will deliver with the product and the capability with BERT will meet their needs.
We'll now go to Alan Schrowers with IBM.
Hello, I was just looking at slide 54. Has there been a change to the VMware pricing? There's one line here that says each virtual machine is assigned one processor core.
Now this is the change is we're introducing a concept called subcapacity pricing. So you no longer have to license all the cores on the box if you're running in a VM. So, again, this is an area where it's going to require more time than we probably have today, and we're dedicating an entire Tivoli talk to take you through that and the concepts around subcapacity pricing.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
We'll now go to Paul Hunt with IBM.
Hi there. Looking at the NDMP or the NetApp enhancements, are we now going to be recommending that people don't use NDMP because TSM version 6 does it faster?
I haven't given any of that guidance, so I may have to get back to you on that question. We're not changing what we're recommending on. It still uses NDMP, so.
Yeah, but there are performance limitations with NDMP from NetApp filers or N-series boxes, so if these things go a great deal faster, they'll be very attractive to the customers. Do we have comparative information?
It'll be coming. I don't have it yet. We don't have performance data on this yet. As you see there, we just got it into the product, we'll hope to have some more data on that soon. I don't have it, but it's a point well taken. We expect it to be better. Just I don't have the hard numbers for you yet.
Okay.
And there are no further questions. I'd like to turn the conference back over to our presenters for any additional or closing remarks.
Well, thank you all for joining today, and do keep an eye out for the other Tivoli talks, which we'll be doing next month. Once again, we'll have the VMware pricing. We'll have a pitch just on VMware. We'll have an informational Chalk Talks with the developers, and we'll have Brandon Moore guiding you through how to prepare your customers for the TSM 6 update. So thanks again, and we look forward to seeing some of you on the roadshow.
This concludes today's presentation. Thank you for your participation, and have a wonderful day.